Team, hope we're good. Welcome back to another video. So today we're going to be running through how to actually structure your day. If you know me, you follow my content, productivity is one of my highest values. I love being effective and efficient with my time and self-management. And over the years, I've been one of those guys that plans everything down to the time that I brush my teeth, the time that I put my shoes on. I've been one of those over-planners. I've also, over the years, managed to scale it back and put myself in a position where I'm only doing the core basics and planning the core basics. And I'm just going to run through today, like, what you really need to do when it comes to structuring your day, becoming more efficient and effective with your time and self-management, so you can get really, really clear on where your time, attention, energy, and effort tends to go. Because to be honest, guys, I know for a fact you're nowhere near getting as much from your days as you could. And that makes me sad. I know how bad you can feel as a man, as a young woman, as a person, not being able to reach your potential because you think you lack time. But it's not about the time you have, it's how you manage yourself with the time you have. So we're going to really get clear on that today. So understand the basic human needs. As a human being, you need water, you need sleep, you need good quality food, you need exercise, and you need personal hygiene. You need very, very small, minute, basic things that can be really, really simple to do, but a lot of people put them off due to the lack of time. You know, there's even been points in my life where I've reached severe burnout and struggled to even brush my teeth because I think I'm too busy. I always got the teeth brushed eventually, but I would put it off, to the point I was, you know, really starting to self-deprecate because I was like, I can be better than this, you know? So I know what it's like to feel spread from pillar to post and extremely overwhelmed. So we need to understand the human basics, and we're going to unpack that. So when do you do these things? When do you wake up? When do you go to bed? That is going to be the bookshelf for your day. That is like the sandwich. Everything that you do in a day is like the meat filling, but the bread is the wake-up time, the go-to-bed time. So let's say, as a human, you need 8 hours of sleep. Let's say you go to bed at 10 o'clock. That means you would have to get up at 6 a.m. Personally, for me, I go to bed a little bit earlier. I go to bed at 8 o'clock and wake up at 5 a.m. So I get my 8 hours and I have more time in the morning to myself, because let's be real, not a lot of people are waking up at 5 a.m. So you won't be distracted, you won't be disturbed, and a lot of deep work can be put in place during that period of time, and you can work on yourself for yourself to bring the very best version of yourself to the table for that given day. So understand, how much sleep do you need as a human? Then reverse engineer it. Think about the time that you have to wake up and subtract 8 hours from that. I think 8 hours is a perfect amount of sleep to have as an adult in your 20s to 30s to 40s. 8 hours is perfect. Sometimes I sleep less, sometimes I sleep more, depending on my routine and structure, but 9 out of 10 times is 8 hours per night. So I know exactly when I'm going to bed, when I'm waking up. That is paramount when it comes to improving your productivity and structuring your day. That has to be the backbone. That has to be the first things you consider. Then think about human basic needs. Number two, what do you eat and when do you eat? So a really simple thing is to pre-plan your food the night before. In MyFitnessPal, if you've got your macros, your protein, your calories, etc., all mapped out, and you know exactly what to hit, pre-plan your food the night before. On the nutrition section of this school, you'll be able to find how to structure that yourself, but you need to know when you're eating and what you're eating, because that will remove decision fatigue. See, if you think, what am I having today? You waste energy thinking about what you're having. But if it's already pre-planned and set for you, you just need to go make it. Or you've already been smart and batch cooked, let's say your lean protein, your carbohydrates, and you can just build a meal off the back very, very simply. So I tend to eat a little snack in the morning. I have like a glass of kefir for gut health, microbiome, have my medjool dates pre-workout for a little bit of carbs. So it's like maybe 200 calories I have just prior to training super early in the morning. Because I train at 6 a.m. when the gym's open. And in the morning, I'm, you know, reading my book, having, you know, some pre-workout fuel, hydrating, caffeinating, doing some steps on my little treadmill and stuff like that. Just getting my body moving, getting the engine on for the day. So first is like knowing when you're eating. So that first meal, your post-workout meal, probably if you train nice and early in the morning, your lunch, your dinner, end of day snack. The best way to do it is think, let's say you've got 2,000 calories a day. Divide that by four meals, a breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snack. You know, four feeding windows of 500 calories. Pepper that in your day and give yourself between, you know, 10 to 20 minutes for that time, for that eating time, okay? Then we want to look at when we're training. If you're being smart, if your wake up time, your go to bed time, you most likely will find training first thing in the morning will be the best thing for you. If you wake up at 5 a.m. and you get your shit sorted and, you know, you're good to go, you've got your gym clothes packed and whatnot the night before, you know what you're having from a supplement profile, a hydration, caffeination, you get your shit together in the morning, you go straight to the gym, you tonic the body, tonic the mind, your energy is going to be in a far better place for the rest of the day because you've moved a big rock, you've worked on yourself for yourself, no one else can take that away from you, and then you can crack on with your day in a high elevated state. You need to realize as well, when it comes down to willpower, it's a very finite resource. You're going to run out of willpower eventually every single day, and if you work a busy job, you're stressed, you're dealing with a lot of, you know, external pressures and whatnot, getting pulled from pillar to post, then your willpower will deplete during the day. And that's why we want to make sure you know when you're training and it's going to get done first thing in the morning, you're prioritizing that, and you're eating pre-planned so you don't run into decision fatigue and just end up getting a bargain bucket on the way home from work and fucking your diet. When do you walk? So humans need to probably walk between 8 and 10k steps per day. It's just a healthy habit to have in place. You're going to stay leaner, you're going to be more insulin sensitive, you're going to burn more calories, and you know it's going to allow you to improve your energy. Movement is medicine at the end of the day. So for me, first thing in the morning, after I've, you know, had my kefir, my dates, I've read some pages in my book and I've kind of switched my brain and body on, I will walk for 20 minutes and get 3,000 steps in. That clears a big chunk because I've started my day in a win. I've woke up my alarm, I've had some good food, I've read 10 pages of my book, and I've moved. I've already got everything, the system's on me, the system's firing, the system's where it needs to be. And then throughout the day, you know, I'll finish the gym session, I'll probably be setting about 6k steps because you're going to pick up the scandalous steps throughout the entirety of the gym session, from moving about the gym, etc. Maybe you do a little bit of cardio, a little bit of a warm-up, a bit of a cool-down, bit of a run or something, you will just pick up steps as you go. And that means I can just either jump on my little treadmill at home, or I just stand up and do work and put the treadmill onto my desk, or I will just go and walk to the shops. And by the end of the day, roughly about 7 o'clock, I will have hit 10,000 steps flat minimum. Then hydrate. You don't want to over confuse hydration. Buy yourself one of these. This is, I think, like 2.5 liters. So I just drink 2 of them a day. I put diluting juice in it, so it tastes nice. I already have like 500 to about 1,000 milliliters of water in the morning, so I'm getting a liter done there. I drink 2.5 of that, then, you know, that's 3.5, then the next 1.5 just does itself. I don't really plan in when I'm drinking water. I think that's ridiculous, but always having a success bottle close by is what I like to call it, just so you can just guzzle away at it and stack wins that way. It just makes life easy. I would also recommend having you time. I think being a busy human being, we forget to just pause and breathe and think. So every single day I plan in just 10 minutes of undistracted, undisturbed, unfocused, just anything. I just sit and I'll look out the window and I'll just almost kind of meditate for 10 minutes and just clear my head, just allow my brain to just decompress and chill. I think it's a really healthy thing to do. So when you can do that, phenomenal. Could be in your lunch break, could be in the morning, could be at night time, whatever it is, but just allow yourself to disconnect from the world for a moment and just chill. It's a very good thing to do for mindset management. And then when do you work on projects? So let's say you don't work on any other projects, you won't really need to consider that, but in the morning, like, I get more done before 9 a.m. than some people do in their whole day, and that's because the time that I wake up, how many habits that I stack, the self-development, etc. I have my phone turned pretty much off until about 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, so I can just not be contacted and just focus on building things like this, clearing the big work that actually takes my attention. If my phone was ringing and binging, my attention would be like trying to do this, but then straight there, boom, boom. And that's why you need to put boundaries and blockers in your phone and stuff to stop you doing that. So you think, I think you need to break down everything and make your life easy. Like I just done there for you. You got to know all the core drivers, which is going to allow you to have a purpose-driven life, an exciting life, and a more productive life without spreading yourself too thin. So we're going to really dissect what needs to be put in place. And just let me guess, you're busy. You love the excuse, I'm a busy person. I get that. I'm busy as well. If you've not tried that yet, Ghost Energy, phenomenal. But let me guess, you're busy. You're super busy, almost to the point that you don't prioritize yourself at all. You say yes to everyone else's wants and needs and desires and never say yes to your own. You always put off training because you're like, I'm too busy, I'm too rushed in the morning. That just comes down to poor planning. So you really need to take on board what I've just touched on and plan your day more effectively. Everyone has 24 hours in a day. Everyone sleeps for 8 hours per night, roughly. Let me guess, you probably procrastinate and prioritize other things. And that's the one word we need to think about, prioritize. What are you actually prioritizing here? Because if you prioritize three and a half hours on Netflix at night, sitting on the couch when you come home from work, not planning your day the night before, it's like you're going to run into problems, simply. So let's make life a little bit easier. You have systemized high performance, and everything that I ran through a couple of slides back when I broke down the core basic human needs, if all that is taken care of, you will be more effective, more efficient, and more diligent with your time and self-management, and you'll be able to prioritize your own personal well-being first. And when you're at your best, everyone else gets a better version of you. You'll be more productive, your energy will be better, and you will find that you're more positive, therefore will have the efficiency to get more done every single day, which will be phenomenal. And you have to make it unique to you. Just because I told you exactly what I do doesn't mean you need to do what I do. Everyone has their own thing. If you're someone who gets up early, you go to bed early. If you're someone who gets up a bit later, you stay up later. And it's about utilizing, you know, that other 16 hours of the day that you're not sleeping and maximizing it. 16 hours is a lot of time, right? You've got 3 days. When you're sleeping, the 8 hours that you're not working and the other 8 hours that you are working, those are your 3 days in one day. And I break my days down that way. And that's the way you need to lean into it. And you can't have productivity without discipline. A lot of people like set these high expectations on themselves, saying they're going to get so much done in a day, but they forget about how much they can get done in a week. Every single day, I tend to have my key outcomes. I have my contact list who I need to actually follow up and touch base with today. I've got my back burner. My day is always set from the hours of 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. And I just time block it all the way down using Pomodoros. So 25-minute work blocks, 5-minute rest, 25-minute work block, 5-minute rest. Once you've done 4 cycles of that, you have half an hour off. So it's like very deep, impactful work done. So what really needs to change? I would say the thing that needs to change is your perspective more than anything else. Like if you don't even have a diary, get a diary. That's the first big one you can actually get. If you don't have one, you're obviously someone who's almost scared to plan their day, and you're someone who lets life happen to them, and you don't really take proactive approaches to change that circumstance. So you need to change your perspective of how you manage yourself with the time you have each day to get more shit done, essentially. So buy a diary. I know that's spelled wrong, but I'm not starting this video again. I've been speaking for 13, 14 minutes. Buy a fucking diary. I use a high performance planner by Phil Graham, who is a business mentor. You can get, you know, the high performance planner online. You can get it on Amazon. You can just buy a little paperback diary. But I also have an external brain, which is just a little notepad where I do brain dumps throughout the day just to clear my head. I've got so many different people to deal with, so many different things to do. If I wasn't doing that, I'd forget things. And it's just about not letting your brain overwhelm. Imagine you've got a computer screen with like loads of different tabs. It's going to run slower. That's your brain. Your brain is not a storage machine, it's a thought processing machine. So you don't want to store too much catch in there. Map out the basics like we touched on. Very, very simple. Working, training, eating, sleeping, downtime, social time, all that kind of stuff needs to be prioritized. I would always look to plan in fun first every single week, because when you don't, it gets to the weekend and what do? Wake up late, procrastinate, wank, smoke, drink, eat bad quality food, and the weekend just ruins you, tanks your energy further going into the new week. Bookshelf your day, best one I can say. When you're waking up, when you go to bed, that is the time you have to live your life off your own terms. Compact it, get as much done every single day as you possibly can, and you'll see yourself grow and develop at a faster rate. Fill in the gaps with all the other stuff from which I've touched on. Make it smooth, make it smart. One little kind of pro tip that I'd say, like, see if you have a diary that's hour long blocks. Let's say you book a call in for that 1 hour, and you think in your head, that's a whole hour. It's perception, that's what I've told you before, right? Write how long you want that call to last. Is it 10 minutes? Is it 50 minutes? Is it 20 minutes? And if you do that, it will remove the pressure and you'll be like, right, it's only 20 minutes. And then what you can do if you have meetings, and they all say they're going to be an hour, but they're actually only like 15, 20 minute meetings, you can put the time beside them all, change your perception, lower the barrier to entry to get them done, calculate how many 20 minute sessions or meetings you've got, and it turns out you're probably only doing like 2 hours of work a day. It really is, which is mad. Use Pomodoros, like I touched on, the 25-5 method for deep work. Works extremely well once you've done 4 cycles. Take a breather for half an hour, rinse and repeat. If you do 4 blocks of Pomodoros per day, you will probably be part of the 1% of people who actually get shit done, which is phenomenal. You can do this with your training. You can do this with your routine, your nutrition, whatever it needs to be. But it works really well for getting shit done when it comes to deep work every single day. And then find your peak state. For me, the morning is for me to get myself right. And I always think your purpose in life is to become the very best version of yourself and give that man back to the world. And I find when I train, when I've fueled up, when I've showered, changed, got into nicer clothes for the day, I'm a better person, better human, got better like levels of peak performance and more effective and efficient. So I just get more shit done. So I always train first thing in the morning. And then I know come, you know, 7 o'clock at night, once all meetings are done, once all work's done, I'm me. I can go back and recover and just chill. Rather than thinking, fuck, I need to go trade now when my willpower is going to be through the floor. So always elevate my state first and foremost in the morning. And that's what I'd honestly say. That's how you become more productive across the board. If you found this video helpful, let us know. Stay happy, stay smiling, stay sexy, stay disciplined. Guys, we'll see you in the next one. Have a good day. Much love.